My grandmother made fried apple pies, and this required picking the apples, preparing them, and drying them. And a fried apple pie is the best way I know to have a heart attack. They're these wonderful, rich pastries. And every summer she would make them. And that memory is at the center of this poem called Drying Apples. Kneeling, she leans onto one hand and with the other pushes apple slices and rings of apple, spreading them wide across flattened flour sacks beneath the heat and desiccant air. Even sweetness is labored for, even this moment disturbed only by distant sawing, only by a crow's desolation, and by her hand moving out, around, and out again, unsettling the morning hour. Earlier, she snapped Winnish apples from their stems and dropped them into a bushel basket. She washed them with well water, throwing aside the ones that floated, the ones too wormy. She sat in a straight-backed chair beneath a pin oak with paring knife and 5-gallon tub, curling away the blotchy peel, stabbing seeds and woody stem, cutting away the spoil and all that was not pap or apple. Now, unworried, she presses a papery sliver against her tongue, holding its wedge between brown lips, an epistle that life is reach and bend, is arm, is leg, is back, is imperfect, is rot and worm, is too small, is not enough. It is bitten, it is chewed and sucked, it is swallowed or spat out, and it is sweet. It is sweet. It is sweet. Now she spreads apples atop a shed she built herself, atop its slanted roof, spreading and smoothing pats of apply flesh that will wither and dry, wither and brown. She will shuffle the pulpy ruffles into cotton sacks, reduced and ear-like, ears filling both palms, relics of a martyred saint, or the wizened tongues of castrati singing hush. But no, they are only apples, only dried apples in a flour sack, light and easy to carry, a bounty set aside, preserved for need or long winter, for an appetite that craves splendor, not its shape, but its remembrance.